You know, I think many times we're so aware of the sinners that we are that we stop at the likeness of His death. Good, I've been united in the likeness of His death. My sinners washed away. But the whole purpose for dying was for resurrection. And the whole purpose of you identifying with His death is so that you could identify with His life. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. I'm going to read that verse 7 again. For he who has died has been freed from sin. What it feels like, what it looks like, and what you act like, you have to choose between that and what the truth is. It's that simple. If you walk out today and my voice stops in 2 seconds and you don't hear anything else, I want you to hear this. You act the way you act because you believe the way you believe. You behave the way you behave because you think the way that you think. You are saved by grace through faith. You are delivered by grace through faith. You are sanctified by grace through faith. You experience freedom by grace through faith. What did Paul say? Hey man, the same thing you started in, just keep going that way. You started with grace through faith. Keep going. Guess what happens when you try to fight the flesh in and of yourself? Folks, this is not scripture. The scripture does not say, oh, you have the Holy Spirit now, so you can whip that crap. No, it says sin in your being is a law. Paul says, it's not me that sins, it's the sin that dwells in me. It's a law. You can't overcome that law. Would somebody go out there and please erase gravity for us? You can't. What does he say? Sin is a law. Sin in your members is a law. You cannot eradicate it. Stop trying. And for those of you that are a part of AA and NA, I am excited and I'm blessed that God raised that up for the deliverance of His people. But I want you to understand something. You are not an alcoholic. Alcoholic is in your members, but it is not who you are. You are not a crackhead. Crack addiction is in your members, the sin that dwells in my members, but it is not who you are. If you think that, you will never be delivered. You need to, I understand the part of AA and NA. You need to acknowledge that that has its existence in your members. Do that. But I'm going to tell you something. What do alcoholics do? What do crackheads do? What do heirs of Christ and children of the King and princes in the kingdom do? They run around with their ears pinned back and their hair blowing in the wind, running in the grace and the forgiveness of their Father. What if you wake up tomorrow morning and you really want a cigarette, or you really want a beer, or you really want to go to the computer and tap on the internet for the pornography or whatever? What if you wake up and you go, what is my relatedness to sin today? Ooh, it's really, really close by. I think I'm going to give in. What if you woke up and said, what's Jesus's relatedness to sin today? Did Paul not say the life that I now live in the body is the life of the Son that lives through me? Did he not say, I have died and the life that I now live is Christ living in me? Did he not say, Christ is my life? So your relatedness to sin is Jesus's relatedness to sin. He died once for it all. Once for all, for everybody. He died to it. What's going to happen if you try to overcome that sin in your life by by your own self-effort. You know, if I try hard enough, if I grit hard enough, if I give it more effort, then I can overcome. How was Paul at the end of chapter 7? Oh, wretched man that I am. Is that not how he ended up? The things I don't want to do, I do. The things I do want to do, I don't do. I find that there is a law. Listen, the only thing that can overcome a law is a stronger law. The reason that book is sitting on this podium is because the law of this podium is stronger than the law of gravity. And Paul says in chapter 8, by the law of the Spirit of life is how I'm delivered from the law of sin. What is the Spirit of life? Jesus Christ in me, the hope of glory. It is not, oh, give me the Spirit so that I can do it now. It is not, how do I get the victory? It's, He was victorious and I can just enter into that. It's not your victory. No flesh will glory in His presence. It's His victory that you join into. How you believe determines what you do. Instead of interacting with sin as though it were my duty to overcome it myself, I interact with Christ, who is my relationship with the Father and my relatedness to sin. Listen, I'm not saying read your Bible more or pray more or go to church more. If you are living out of your interaction with Christ, those things will come naturally. I am saying quit believing wrong. And I'm not talking about intellectual assent. You people will make intellectual assent to everything I've said this morning, but there are few of you who believe that you're dead to sin. You are choosing to believe how you feel and how you think and what you look like to other people rather than believe what God has said. And that's why you're in bondage to sin.